Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Karen Scholes. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So Karen is a board member of the Pantry JC. We had a story recently about the Pantry. Kind of give us an idea of what the Pantry's mission is.
So our mission is redefining food assistance. And the way we do that is rather than give out various donated food items, we have a very specific list of items that we stock and that we distribute to our guests. And we have recipes that they can follow, and they're easy to follow recipes. All of our ingredients are inexpensive ingredients that you can find in any grocery store. So we give them all the ingredients to make meals, kind of like a meal kit, like a Blue Apron or a Home Chef or something like that, that you would get in the mail. So along with providing them with the food, we also give them the knowledge to prepare that food again in the future. Because a lot of young people starting out, or maybe even some not so young people, don't necessarily have those skills. Yeah. So we kind of help them develop those skills.
Well, and I think that's a good point. I mean, that is something that you either acquire or are taught, and it can be overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. It's an interesting concept. It's a little bit different than some other food pantries where it's just based on food that's collected. And some months there might be a lot of mac and cheese.
Right.
Some months there might be a lot of vegetables. So this approach is a little bit more targeted. So give us some examples for those who are listening as to, I think in our story that our reporter Joe Gamm did, was talking about breakfast, for instance. You know, as opposed to a Pop-Tart, Pop-Tart makers, that may not be the most healthy choice, but can be cheap if you can get them at the right time. Contrast to how you would approach a breakfast meal as part of the Pantry JC.
So every family or individual that comes to see us on distribution day gets 3 days worth of breakfast. And their choices are oatmeal, cream of wheat, grits, or biscuits. And all of those things can be made with just water and made in a microwave. Well, maybe not the biscuits. I guess the biscuits can't be made in a microwave, but they can be made very easily and very quickly. So we provide them 3 days worth of breakfast. So say it's a family of five that comes in, they're going to get 15 packets of breakfast. And those are measured out into the serving size. So all they have to do is open the bag, dump it into a bowl, add water, and cook it up.
Okay. So now, curiously, why 3 days?
That was just the number that they came up with when they started the pantry. Just because our target audience is more the person who maybe doesn't qualify for SNAP, doesn't qualify for WIC, just needs a little help getting to the next paycheck so they can get to the grocery store.
Okay.
So I think that's why we came up with 3 days. The number of meals that a family gets, it depends on their family size. If you have 1 to 3 people in your family, you get 2 meals. But each of our meals probably serves 4. And then if you have 4 to 6 family members, you get 4 meals. And then if you have 7 to 9, you get 6 meals. And then if you have 10 family members or more, you get 8 meals.
Okay. So we got breakfast covered. So, you know, I always then go to, of course, lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What might it look like if I'm receiving those sort of foods from you?
So our recipes were developed by Colby Ward, who was one of our founding members, and she actually wrote a cookbook that you can get on Amazon. And she also worked in catering. She had a lot of skills in that area.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 meals that we offer pretty much every distribution day. We have chicken and rice with vegetables. So for that recipe, you get a package of chicken that's about 2 pounds of legs and thighs. You get a bag of frozen vegetables, 2 cups of rice, and then you can choose your seasoning packet. And then you can also choose which vegetables you want. We usually have mixed vegetables and California blend, which is the broccoli and cauliflower blend.
Sure.
We have chicken and pasta with vegetables. We have red beans and rice. We have white chicken chili, which is very good, and chicken pot pie, which is very popular. And the chicken pot pie, for the pie part of it, the pastry, it's just basically like a Bisquick mix. So it's the same as the biscuits that we give out for breakfast. It's
okay.
That same mix, but you mix it up and put it on top of the chicken pot pie mixture.
Okay. You know, one of the criticisms when you start talking about food insecurities is some of the cheapest food is not necessarily the healthiest food,
right.
Most nutritional food. And it strikes me that the meals that you're talking about are much more well-balanced, have an eye towards the nutrition in hopes of creating
right.
those healthy eating habits.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what Colby was going for when she made up the recipes or when she created the recipes.
Yeah. One of the things that strikes me too, you had mentioned earlier, was eligibility. How do you determine who qualifies for service?
We really have no eligibility limits. If you come to us and you need food, we provide you with food. We don't ask for any sort of income verification. All we're going to ask when somebody pulls up is, what's your first name and how many people in your household?
Mm.
And that's it. Because we feel like there are so many people that fall through the cracks
mm-hmm.
and maybe are just having a rough month,
yeah.
you know? We've had a family come to us and the husband had just left the military. They had just moved from another state. They had a baby that had just been born and then was ill. So neither of them were able to work. He hadn't gotten his veterans benefits yet. They couldn't qualify for SNAP or anything yet because they hadn't been in the area long enough. We love to help everybody,
sure.
but somebody like that, that, you know, really has an urgent need right in the moment, we help them. And during the pandemic, I think we saw a lot of people that wouldn't normally be going to a food pantry. I think all food pantries saw that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times they want to tell us why they're there,
right.
even though we don't ask why they're there.
Right.
You know, and people would say, well, my son just got laid off and he and his wife and baby had to move in with us and my husband injured his leg and he can't work and we just don't have any food in the house. And I can completely understand that. I was at a point in my life when I was much younger where I was getting help from
sure.
a food pantry. And honestly, that was one of the things that really made me want to help with the Pantry JC was the box of food that I got. I didn't know what to do with half of it.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, macaroni and cheese is great. Everybody loves macaroni and cheese, but you have to have butter and milk
yeah.
to make it. And if you don't have butter and milk in your house, it's not going to taste very good.
Right.
That's kind of one of the things that we strive for is to give them everything they need to make, down to the seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pre-measured seasoning. And I know some people might think it's too much or some people might think it's too little, but
right.
it really is just about as simple as we can make it.
Sure. Well, and I think you raise a good point, too. I mean, I think when you have folks come in trying to explain why they're there, there's a level of embarrassment, perhaps.
Right.
And I think there's sometimes in the community a lack of understanding of how someone gets into that spot until they are in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you really understand the value of something like the Pantry JC.
Right.
So let's go back in time, if you will. How did this all come about? Where did it begin? And how has the mission, if it has changed, how has it changed?
I don't really think our mission has changed at all. I volunteered a little bit with the pantry when they were first starting out. And Colby Ward, as I've mentioned, was one of the founders. And then Stephanie Scott Huffman was the other founder. Stephanie's wife, Michelle, is still a pastor. So they first started distributing out of their church facility, but
mm-hmm.
we've never really been associated with a church, but we have distributed out of church facilities before. I think it started because Stephanie wanted to start a food pantry and she was friends with Colby and
mm-hmm.
she knew Colby had this food service experience.
Sure.
So that's how they kind of joined forces.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was volunteering with them, I know it was before 2016, so it was probably right around the time they started. I mean, the recipes have stayed the same. The only thing that we may have changed is just because of food costs. Sometimes we substitute a different protein. We've
mm-hmm.
actually been able to get ground beef for less expensive than chicken. A few times. So that has changed a little bit. So we threw a couple different recipes in there. We got some tomato sauce so people could make beef chili instead of chicken chili.
Oh.
But that's really, I believe, the only difference. When we were a little more flush with money, we were buying produce on distribution days.
Mm-hmm.
And people loved that. I still have people ask when I go to take an order, do you have any fruits and vegetables today?
Mm.
Because that's expensive.
Sure.
I mean, to buy fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables. But we haven't been able to do that for probably 6 months now, just because of the cost of everything else rising.
Right, right. Inflation certainly has had a an impact on everyone's budget, but right. I can imagine that what effect it has on the food pantry. So let's kind of talk about that a bit. So let's talk first of all about how many folks a month do you think you see?
So our distribution days lately, we've been serving between probably 60 and 80 families. Mm-hmm. This last Saturday, we served 77 families.
Okay.
So, and that was a pretty busy day.
Yeah.
And we actually ran out of meat at about the last 15 minutes of distribution day.
Okay.
We had no meat left. But during our slower times, you know, it's a little, it seems like during the summer, maybe we don't have quite as many people, but that could have just been leftover from COVID, people not getting out and coming to us because, you know, of course, we didn't distribute for a few months there during COVID. But yeah, it's that many families. We don't usually count how many people, but I'd say the average family size is probably four.
Okay.
So probably close to 300 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, so, it really is.
To be clear, though, I mean, it's not like you're distributing this all month. Do you have specific right. days each month that you distribute, correct?
Correct. We distribute on the second and fourth Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Where would one go to see that?
So our address is 2123 Missouri Boulevard, and we're in the lower level. So if you know where Duke's on the Boulevard is, mm-hmm. we're around behind Duke's.
Okay.
We usually have a sign out on Missouri Boulevard. So we get a lot of people who just say, oh, I just saw the sign and pull in. And then we do a lot of promotion on social media, on Instagram and Facebook. I'm trying TikTok, but I just, I think I might be a little old for TikTok. I don't know.
So that is a good question. So let's say someone's listened to this, but then they forget. Where would they specifically go to look to see when the next distribution would be?
So they can just search on Facebook for The Pantry JC. We should be the first search result. And normally the cover photo, the big photo at the top, is a calendar with the dates for that month highlighted. I usually do posts about every other day or at least three times a week of when our next distribution day is. But
okay.
It's always the second and fourth Saturday. If for some reason there's a holiday or something like that, like this year Christmas Eve was on a Saturday, so we did not distribute on Christmas Eve. But we'll post that on Facebook.
And we will certainly put that address in our show notes for this podcast.
Great.
So obviously with any nonprofit, it relies heavily on volunteers and donations. So
yes.
Let's talk about the volunteers first. How many volunteers do you have? What are the roles that volunteers serve?
So we have volunteers that come and help us on distribution day. We usually have two different shifts. We usually have a morning shift and an afternoon shift. And we like to have about six people per shift. So you'll usually have two people taking orders. We're still following the same model that we used during the pandemic, which was you pull up in your car and we come out to you. We actually moved to a new location right at the beginning of the pandemic. It's quite a bit smaller than what we've had before. So we're continuing to do this just because it seems to work out so well. And it is more convenient, I think, for people.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to carry their own. We bring
exactly.
the groceries out to their car. I mean, every business is doing this now, right? So we usually have two people taking orders. We have one person who kind of does calculations. So they kind of take the order sheet and they turn it into almost like a shopping list.
Yep.
And then we usually have two or three people that are picking the orders. So they're filling the orders. They usually check each other's to make sure they got everything.
Sure.
And then somebody runs it back out to the car. We can have up to 12 different volunteers, but a lot of times people work the full 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have people that help with prep. So all those bags of rice and beans and mm-hmm. oatmeal and all that have to be measured out. So we have some great groups that come in, but if you have two or three people that just want to get together, I mean, it's a great opportunity because you're not doing anything too taxing
mm-hmm.
and you can chit chat or listen to music or do whatever. We have some high school students that come in. I think it's the National Honor Society group from Capital City High School has come in. We've had cheerleaders, dance teams from JC that come in and do prep. The board has done it before too. When we haven't had a group come in, we just all kind of get together up there and
sure.
measure and label and
all right. So if someone wishes to volunteer,
mm-hmm.
how would one do so?
So they can just email us at thepantryjc@gmail.com and our volunteer coordinator Sherry will get back with them and schedule a time to come in and volunteer. It's not like it requires a lot of training.
Right.
So even for distribution day, we just usually have people show up that morning and we just kind of walk them through the process and they just jump right in.
So that's one piece of it. Obviously, donations are incredibly
yes.
important. How do you receive donations? What do you specifically look for?
Well, you know, we can always use money. just like any nonprofit, because the frozen chicken and the vegetables, we buy that for every distribution day. It's been costing us about $1,500 a distribution day for just the chicken and vegetables. We had some great groups this year at Christmas time that did some food drives, so we can always use the items that they collect, like pasta, short pasta, not spaghetti, but short pasta, rice, plain white rice, not instant, old-fashioned oatmeal, cream of wheat, grits. We have started taking donations of canned pasta sauce because that was a nice little addition that people enjoyed. And red beans and white beans, dry red beans and white beans. We actually have a married couple that is kind enough to donate to us. Usually, you know, right after distribution day, they'll call and say, what do you need for the next distribution day? And then they go buy it in bulk. So they actually do provide us with a lot of the rice and beans, but we'll always take donations. And then they also take care of the spices for us. They blend them all up for us. So that's a job that I don't like. So I'm glad that they do that for us, because that's a skill right there. Mm-hmm. We do as much fundraising as we can. We've got something we're hoping to do in the future, kind of like an annual event that we want to have. But we also, we're on Amazon Smile. So if you shop on Amazon, you can choose a charity that gets a portion of your purchases. We're registered with GERBS, so you can designate the pantry as your the community organization that you want to support. We've done fundraisers at Texas Roadhouse, at Mod Pizza, things like that. We're always publishing those kinds of things on our Facebook page too.
Okay. Well, now, to be specific, though, again, circling back, you have specific food types if it's food. And so if I'm wanting to check out your shopping list, where would I find out what your needs are for that month?
So it is on our website, which is thepantryjc.org. We have a tab for volunteer and donate. On that page, there is a list of the items that we can use. And then there's also a link on our main page for where you can donate using a credit card through PayPal, and you can even set up a recurring donation. We have some great donors that do that, that they just regularly donate $10, $20, $50 a month. Mm-hmm. You hardly feel it. But those are the two best ways to find out what we need. We don't generally change the items we need, because we just always have an ongoing need for everything.
Sure.
Even the plastic bags that we distribute things in. We got a grant recently for reusable shopping bags. So we've been giving those out to our guests also. We've been fortunate. We've got some really great grants. Veterans United has given us grants and then also included us in one of their employee fundraising events, where the employees were able to pick which organization they wanted the money to go to. And we got a Cardinals Care grant from the St. Louis Cardinals last fall.
Very nice.
Very exciting. Very
nice. Yeah. My understanding from based on Joe's story was that obviously inflation has hit everyone. Right. So while you still have several, many donors, there's always a need for donors.
Right.
And so certainly we encourage those who are listening to consider reaching out and joining the effort to help feed those in need.
This year, our projected costs are going to be probably $50,000 for the year, because we spend about $3,000 a month on food, and then we still have overhead costs, you know, our rent and our utilities, our insurance and all that sort of thing. So it's just an ongoing need, regardless of the grants that we get. We celebrate every donation and every grant, but we get a $2,000 grant and we go, yippee, and then it's gone in one distribution day.
Right, right.
So every little bit helps. And, you know, like I said, you can do recurring donations through PayPal or even just send a check every month. I mean, a couple cups of coffee is $10. And if you just skip coffee one day, you could donate to the pantry and be one of our supporters.
Well, there you go. There's a new New Year's resolution for
us
all. Well, Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.